This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 24th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Department of Agriculture's Crop Progress and Condition report this afternoon showed a decline in both corn and soybean crop condition. 69% of corn acres rated good to excellent, down 3 points from last week's 72. The soybean crop rated 67% good to excellent, also down 3 points from last week. Of course, that compares to 50% good to excellent for both crops at this time last year. On the upper end of crop ratings, the Nebraska corn crop at 82% good to excellent and Iowa at 77%. Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio range between 60 and 63% good to excellent. 4% of the corn crop is silking, 3% is the average pace. For soybeans, the top end of crops, Nebraska at 79% good to excellent, Iowa at 74%, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio range between 59 and 61% good to excellent. 8% of the soybean crop is blooming, that's compared to 6% for the five-year average. Flooding seen in northern growing states like Wisconsin and Minnesota over the weekend supported soybean futures today in Chicago. Flooding looks to derail the progress of some freshly planted corn and soybeans there. Flooding was said to have included high-yielding areas for both corn and soy. Looking at the week, the Department of Agriculture set to release its planted acreage report and grain stocks estimate this Friday. Dan Bossi with Ag Resource Company expects to see changes in the size of this year's corn and soybean crop projections.
Yeah, I think most in the trade are leaning towards a slight increase. There's a somewhat of a history that USDA will find some acres. But I would remind people that this year there was an additional almost 1 million acres of CRP. I also think there was some acres additional from last year that were placed into what we call prevent plant, maybe combined 4 million acres for both corn and soybeans. So from our work, we see the USDA's corn estimate coming out today at 89.5 to 90 million acres. That's either unchanged or down 0.5 million acres. On soybeans, we're either up 1 million or 1.5 million to 87.5. And we think that's how the report could break.
Bossi says there is a small weather premium in corn and soybean prices now.
The market's getting extremely oversold and at least getting a little too comfortable with Mother Nature as she sits today. The one thing that we know that probably will come forward is this is going to be a hot summer. You know, as we've endured the heat, it's something that looks that will be with us. Where the rain falls is the question, and that'll give us where yield is. But we are starting to trim our 181 corn yield. Ag Resources down to 178 right now. On soybeans, we're still holding at 52 because the correlation between temperatures and June weather is not there. But this is not the kind of June that we wanted on corn. July makes or break corn crops. We know that. But the trend coming into July is worrisome.
Bossi says the global stocks estimate may well prove that the U.S. is now the storehouse for the globe.
This is the first time that we find, Ag Resource finds in history, that the U.S. is sitting on the largest exportable percentage of corn and also supply on record. The U.S. has 83% of the exportable supply of world corn. So if there is a problem with the U.S. crop, the market reaction will be swift to the upside, because if you look at Argentina, Brazil, other countries, their exportable supply will not be as large as recent years, putting more emphasis on the availability of U.S. supply. So I believe that provides a very volatile time frame, particularly from the period from the last week of June all the way to the first week of August.
Bossi also says the market will fall into a dark space for the summer. That is until the USDA's first field-based yield estimate comes in September. Till then, condition reports and electronic trade will have control of the day. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bill impacts food security, jobs, conservation, risk management, and addresses hunger. The time is now for a new Farm Bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.